AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A Georgia patrol officer who responded to the scene of Ahmaud Arbery's fatal shooting last year testified about his on-scene interview with one of the defendants in the case, Greg McMichael.
Did Greg McMichael ever indicate to you at that time that he thought Ahmaud Arbery, the guy, had committed a crime that day?
No, ma'am.
So he didn't say the guy committed the crime of this?
No, ma'am.
Jeff Brandeberry with Glynn County Police testified McMichael told him if he could have, he would have shot Arbery. Defense attorneys say Travis McMichael fired in self-defense. The jury at Kyle Rittenhouse's murder trial watched drone video that showed Rittenhouse wheeling around and shooting Joseph Rosenbaum at close range during a night of turbulent protest on the streets of Kenosha, Wisconsin last year. Republican Congressman Paul Gosar is facing criticism for tweeting a video that features altered animation of him attacking New York Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez with a sword. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
In part of the video, animated characters whose faces were replaced with those of Gosar and other lawmakers are seen fighting other characters. Gosar's character is seen striking the one made to look like Ocasio-Cortez in the neck with a sword. Ocasio-Cortez says Gosar shared a fantasy video of him killing me, but that House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy would shield him from consequences. Twitter says Gosar's tweet violated its hateful conduct rules, but says it may be in the public's interest to keep the tweet accessible. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Oklahoma Supreme Court has overturned a $465 million opioid ruling against Johnson & Johnson. A state broadcaster in Belarus reports a California man who faced criminal charges for taking part in the January Capitol riot in the U.S. is seeking asylum in Belarus. This is AP News. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is talking about diversity and inclusion.
In remarks to a conference Tuesday morning on diversity, Chair Powell said inequality can keep the economy from reaching its potential. He said the Fed is committed to reducing unemployment as broadly as possible, including among disadvantaged groups. Jerome Powell said the best and most successful organizations are often the ones that have a rock-solid commitment to diversity and inclusion. He said they attract the best talent. The pandemic recession fell hardest on lower-income workers, he said, and widened racial gaps. A healthy recovery has started to reverse those trends. I'm Rita Foley.
Four astronauts returned to Earth, riding home with SpaceX to end a 200-day space station mission that began last spring. The homecoming off Pensacola, Florida, paves the way for SpaceX's launch for four replacements at the International Space Station as early as tomorrow night. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.